Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first ever podcast of the football podcast. So today's podcast is transfer deadline day. We're talking about a lot of transfer that has happened. So let's get straight into the video. Let's talk about some big deals that has happened. Arsenal has bought two players into Arsenal. They have bought David Luiz. Now, the thing about David Luiz is Arsenal wanted a new player. They wanted a new defender, but they wanted a big defender. Now, David Luiz is not a great defender, and we all know that, don't we? So obviously, that transfer has kicked off a bit. That has, you know, it's quite big for Arsenal. They will, we'll have to see how the Arsenal fans, and I'll be honest, I am not a big fan of Arsenal, but is David Luiz the biggest defender? No, he's not. You know, he's definitely not the best defender to get, so I don't know why they got him, and yeah, it's very weird. But that's what I wanted to get out of the way. Also, we got, Kieran from Celtic, the left back. Really good sign, that is, he's a good defender, but the others, not so much. So there you go, that's my opinion. Excuse me, just burped. Next in the way, we've got to talk about, other transfers that's happened on the deadline. Romeo Lukaku, probably the biggest transfer of the day's goal. I'll probably go to Lukaku. But before we get to that, I really wanted to say that the transfer deadline was more hectic this year. Last year, we'll compare the transfers this year. Obviously, this year has been, there were quite loads of transfer deadline. Tottenham getting low, Kleslo. Inter getting Lukaku just in time. Arsenal getting a few players in. Andy Carroll going back to Newcastle. Iwobi nearly gone to Everton. I don't know if that's confirmed yet. We'll have to see. Going to Everton. But compared to last year, I think this year is more important. Last year, you probably had a few deadlines. The biggest one was Courtois. And look how Courtois's been. He's been terrible. But let's talk about this year's. So Newcastle brought Andy Cole back onto back, and I'll be honest, welcoming back, but is he the biggest? In my honest opinion, no. So you know they've got to do better. Lukaku's gone to Inter. That was confirmed. £70 million. Sorry if there's notifications. That is the transfer of Lukaku. £70 million. Is he worth £70 million? No, he isn't. So, but that's it for Lukaku. I don't really want to talk about him much. I'm so happy he's not at United anymore. And yes. We got to also talk about Iwobi nearly gone to Everton. I don't know if that's confirmed yet. If that is, that is quite a good transfer. I will give credit to to Everton. Everton's been doing great this season. They've brought a few players in, you know. So yeah, I'm impressed. You know, and let's go on to Man United. Obviously, I had to go to Man United. I am a Man United fan. I will admit to that. But Man United this year has been absolutely ridiculous. Because what is going on? Like, we haven't bought money. We've spent 140 million on three players, but we have got no centre mid. That's the bummer. And I am pretty pissed off. I will also apologise my language, but it's annoying how you just, you know, it's just annoying how you know, Man United's not spending much. Chelsea has not spent much too. Obviously got Kovacic, and Pulisic got bought in January. But other than that, Chelsea's not done bad. Great. They've loaned quite a lot of players, so we need to get on that. But first up, we need to talk. So the Premier League is back by the time of this podcast. The Premier League's back this weekend. I am looking forward to it. Norwich versus, I think the big game is Chelsea versus Man United, which is big because Ole Gunnar and Lampard are big players in their club. So, you know, that is brilliant how that match is going to turn out. I do think Man United could still get the win though, 1-0, because, I mean, centre mids might lackluster a bit. Yep, I will be honest. We are Man United, you know. We are Man United. I will always be a Man United fan forever. So, yes, that's what the big news is. So, that's it for the little podcast. Not the biggest podcast. It's not the longest. There will be some long ones in the future, football podcasts. So, yes, if you are a football fan, hopefully you watch this. That's it for the podcast today. Hopefully you like this podcast. It's my first ever podcast. So yeah, thank you all for watching, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Thanks and goodbye. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the first podcast. I haven't done a podcast since the transfer deadline on Wednesday, but I know I just want to say my podcast is now on Spotify and Breaker, something like that, Bakers, I don't know. But that's cool. I'm on Spotify and Breaker now. My podcast will be all over that. So anyway, I want to talk about you guys about the Premier League this weekend. We've had the Premier League, obviously, the Premier League this week. Quite a few good results. I've seen it up today. By the time it's recording, Chelsea lost 4-0 to Manchester United, which I, as a Man United fan, I did not expect us to win like that. Obviously, the midfielders are crap. And the way we play, and, I mean, Chelsea started up brilliant. And obviously, look what happened. So, yeah, that's shocking. I know Arsenal won 1-0 against Newcastle, Leicester and Wolves 0-0, but apparently Brendan Rodgers said there should have been VAR. Man City won 5-0, Norwich losing 4-1. So yes, other scores to look at. But yeah, that's the Premier League's been interesting this week. I think at the top is Manchester City. Second is Manchester United, and in third, I think it's Liverpool. Liverpool in third. And no one expected Man United probably to get second straight away. I mean, that is impressive. So the Premier League's been hectic. The Premier League is back. EPL's been a bit hectic. I don't watch EPL, but I know it's been very hectic. I think Middlesbrough won the first game. I'm not too sure. Or is it a draw? I'm not too sure, but it has been hectic. And, yeah, football, you know, football's football. And it's been entertaining this week. But, yeah, the Premier League's back. I mean, it's cool to see the Premier League back. Obviously, we've not had football since June, since we've had the National League. We're only a pre-season. But Manchester United getting the 4-0 lead. Did anyone expect that? Nah. Did Frank Lampard probably got embarrassed? Yeah. Defensively, Chelsea are bad. And attacking were okay, you know. Tammy, sorry. Just could have scored earlier, but Tammy is back. That's the one I want to talk about. Some debuters was quite cool. Man City, Rodri was in the game. Tottenham, Ndombele scored his first goal on his debut. And Daniel James on his first Premier League game from Manchester United scored. Maguire's doing very well. Done very well. De Gea is back. Yes, De Gea did return that game. Obviously, because the last De Gea's not been the same since last season. But yes, hey ho, they are back. He's back. I want to talk about Arsenal very simply. They got the 1-0 lead. Now, Arsenal didn't look stronger than I expected them, because if they didn't win by that much, you know, we had to beat a big team. And they all we had to beat was Newcastle. Now, yeah, that's a bit surprising. I didn't know Burnley's on the top four. I heard Burnley surprised me a bit then, because I think Burnley or Newcastle will get relegated. But I didn't expect that, so, yes. But yes, in the bottom, in the Premier League, I will now probably do the bottom three. West Ham are 20th, in 19th is Chelsea, and in 18th, I think it's Norwich City. That's your relegation this week. So, yep, pre-season, Premier League's back. I mean, what's your prediction, guys? Comment. Thinking, who do you think will get relegated? Because I think Sheffield United, who drawed this week, surprisingly. Brighton, definitely think Brighton get relegated. I don't think Burnley or Newcastle. I'm not too sure. West Ham might get relegated. I'm thinking West Ham might. I don't think Everton. I don't think Aston Villa is going to be low. And Man City, Norwich. Norwich attacking was good. It was just defensive that was lacking. Aston Villa was brilliant. Struggled in the second half, but I think they look quite strong for Tottenham. Top scorers. I do think I'll tell you who the top scorers are. I think it's Rashford in third, or joint second with Harry Kane, who scored two. And on the top in the lead right now is, I believe, Raheem Sterling. And that's what I wanted to say, because I saw the Manchester City game. I think Aguero was offside, and I think it should have been 4-0. But at this time, I am a Norwich fan too, because I live near there. And, I mean, it's good that they got the win, because that got Norwich at the bottom. But, what's your... Do you think Aguero was offside? Because I think he was. And it should have been 4-0. What's your prediction, guys? Comment down below. But yes, Man City on the top already. I mean, it's going to be hard for... It's going to be City and Liverpool and maybe Tottenham fighting for the title. But Tottenham, the way I saw Tottenham, though, at the beginning of the field, I'm thinking, hang on, is that Tottenham that we saw in the Champions League? Or is that just Tottenham didn't play well? And I don't know what happened with Tottenham that week. I don't know, guys. You need to explain to me what happened. So, best player this week. Who do I think? And also FIFA 19 predictions. Who do I think will get in the team? I do think Raheem Sterling will get in it. Rashford will get in it. Maguire might get in it. I'm not too sure. Aguero maybe. Mo Salah. Harry Kane probably. McGrealish, goalkeeper. I think De Gea done quite well. Edison done quite well. So that's my predictions. I'm not too sure. I don't think Arsenal will have any. I don't definitely don't think Chelsea will. Kepa and the defence for Kepa is terrible. I think Frank Lampard, you know, I don't mind Frank Lampard, even though he went to City. I think Frank Lampard's a legend, but it's not his fault. I don't think it is half his fault. I think it's the players' fault, because they've got no Hazard. They've got no, you know, they haven't got Higuain anymore. The defence are lacking. You know, Christian and Rudiger are the future. Azpilicueta playing right back, he's not a right back. I think we all know he can play centre back. He plays centre back more. Left back, that's Emerson's playing today, I think. That's just lacking. Left back and right back's lacking. So, but there you go. That's it for the podcast. That's what I just really want to do, a short podcast. But what's your comment down below saying your predictions of who you think's going to be in the FIFA 19 team of the week. Who do you think will be relegated? And who do you think will win the league? Who do you think will be in top four? Will Man United get top four and fifth? Or will they get relegated? Not relegated, sorry. Fifth. My bad. Thanks for watching. You're all wonderful people. So I'll see you all later. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the first podcast. I haven't done a podcast since the transfer deadline on Wednesday, but I know I just want to say my podcast is now on Spotify and Breaker, something like that, Bakers, I don't know. But that's cool. I'm on Spotify and Breaker now. My podcast will be all over that. So anyway, I want to talk about you guys about the Premier League this weekend. we've had the Premier League, obviously, the Premier League this week. Quite a few good results. I've seen up today. By the time it's recording, Chelsea lost 4-0 to Manchester United, which I, as a Man United fan, I did not expect us to be win like that. The midfielders are crap, and the way we play. And, I mean, Chelsea started up brilliant, and obviously look what happened. So yeah, that's shocking. I know Arsenal won 1-0 against Newcastle, Leicester and Wolves 0-0, but apparently Brendan Rodgers said there should have been VAR. Man City won 5-0, Norwich losing 4-1. So yes, other scores to look at. That's the Premier League's been interesting this week. I think at the top is Manchester City. Second is Manchester United, and in third, I think it's Liverpool. Liverpool in third, and no one expected Man United probably to get second straight away. I mean, that is impressive. So the Premier League's been hectic. The Premier League is back. EPL's been a bit hectic. I don't watch EPL, but I know it's been very hectic. I think Middlesbrough won the first game. I'm not too sure, or is it a draw? I'm not too sure, but it has been hectic. And yeah, football, you know, football's football, and it's been entertaining this week. The Premier League's back. I mean, it's cool to see the Premier League back. Obviously, we've not had football since June, since we've had the National League, we're only a pre-season. So, but Manchester United getting the 4-0 lead, did anyone expect that? Nah. Did Frank Lampard probably got embarrassed? Yeah. Defensively, Chelsea are bad. And attacking were okay, you know. Tammy. Could have scored earlier, but Taylor is back. That's the one I want to talk about. Some debuters was quite cool. Man City Rodri was in the game. Tottenham Ndombele scored his first goal on his debut. And Daniel James on his first Premier League game from Manchester United scored. Maguire's doing very well. Done very well. De Gea is back. Yes, De Gea did return that game. Obviously, because the last De Gea's not been the same since last season. But yes, hey ho, they are back. he's back. I want to talk about Arsenal very simply. They got the 1-0 lead. Now, Arsenal didn't look strong than I expected them, because if they didn't win by that much, you know, we had to beat a big team, and they all we had to beat was Newcastle. Now, that's a bit surprising. I did know Burnley's on the top four. I heard Burnley surprised me a bit then, because I think Burnley or Newcastle will get relegated, but I didn't expect that. So yes, in the bottom, in the Premier League, I will now probably do the bottom three. West Ham are 20th, in 19th is Chelsea, and in 18th, I think it's Norwich City. That's your, relegation this week. Pre-season, Premier League's back. What's your prediction, guys? Thinking, who do you think will get relegated? Because I think Sheffield United, who drawed this week, surprisingly. Brighton, definitely think Brighton get relegated. I don't think Burnley or Newcastle, I'm not too sure. West Ham might get relegated. I'm thinking West Ham might. I don't think Everton, I don't think Aston Villa is going to be low. And Man City, Norwich, Norwich attacking was good. It was just defensive that was lacking. Aston Villa was brilliant. Struggled within second half, but I think they look quite strong for Tottenham. Top scorers, I do think, I'll tell you who the top scorers are. I think it's Rashford in third, or joint second with Harry Kane, who scored two. And on the top in the lead right now is, I believe, Raheem Sterling. And that's what I wanted to say, because I saw the Manchester City game. I think Aguero was offside, and I think it should have been 4-0. But at this time, I am a Norwich fan too, because I live near there. And, I mean, it's good that they got the win, because that got Norwich at the bottom. But, do you think Aguero was offside? Because I think he was. And it should have been 4-0. What's your prediction, guys? Comment down below. Man City on the top already. I mean,
it's going to be hard for, it's going to be City and Liverpool and maybe Tottenham fighting for the title. But Tottenham, the way I saw Tottenham though at the beginning of Arsenal, I'm thinking, hang on, is that Tottenham that we saw in the Champions League, or was that just Tottenham didn't play well? And I don't know what happened with Tottenham that week. I don't know, guys. You need to explain to me what happened. Yep. So, best player this week. Who do I think? And also FIFA 19 predictions. Who do I think will get in the team? I do think Raheem Sterling will get in it. Rashford will get in it. Maguire might get in it. I'm not too sure. Aguero maybe. Mo Salah. Harry Kane probably. McGrealish, goalkeeper. I think De Gea done quite well. Edison done quite well. So that's my predictions. I'm not too sure. I don't think Arsenal will have any. I definitely don't think Chelsea will. Kepa and the defence for Kepa was terrible. I think Frank Lampard, you know, I don't mind Frank Lampard, even though he went to City. I think Frank Lampard's a legend, but it's not his fault. I don't think it's half his fault. I think it's the players' fault, because they've got no Hazard. They've got no, you know, they haven't got Higuain anymore. The defence are lacking. You know, Christian and Rudiger are the future. Azpilicueta playing right back. He's not a right back. I think we all know he can play centre back. He plays centre back more. Left back. That's Emerson's playing today, I think. That's just lacking. Left back and right back's lacking. So, but there you go. That's it for the podcast. I just really want to do a short podcast. But what's your comment down below saying your predictions of who you think's going to be in the FIFA 19 team of the week. Who do you think will be relegated? And who do you think will win the league? Who do you think will be in top four? Will Man United get top four and fifth? Or will they get relegated? Not relegated, sorry. Fifth. My bad. Thanks for watching. You're wonderful people. So I'll see you later.